This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Wake up, Atlanta. I'm Bo Morgan. You might know me as Squidbilly. He's the All-American, national champion, former Atlanta Falcon. Michael, don't ask him what the P stands for. Johnson, and we're the Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9. The Game.
Yeah, good morning. Raise your coffee up towards the ceiling of your car, if that's what you're doing right now.
Or make, the Odyssey make it
app,
Irish.
Whatever else is going on. Happy to only be on the Odyssey app today. So shout out to anybody that didn't catch us yesterday.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Shout out to anybody that didn't catch us on the airways yesterday.
I don't recognize things like that. You know, and if you want, make it Irish coffee, and just don't drive.
Well, don't be tempting me on a Thursday morning, man. Don't be tempting me right now at 6 a.m. I don't need those demons in my life.
You ain't got the testicular fortitude for that Irish coffee, son.
Right. That's the guy who sent me a dessert drink of a White Russian the other night from New York Prime.
Yeah, that was my hey.
Don't talk about my testicular fortitude.
That was my dessert. That was my dessert. I'd rather have that than a piece of chocolate. Well, I don't know if I'd rather have it than a piece of chocolate cake.
You know, big pause. No.
In a perfect world, I'd have the White Russian with a piece of the chocolate cake. But that was my dessert. I had to pick one or the other, and I chose liquid dessert.
You say you're more of a Bailey's or Kahlua guy if you're going to mix something in with the coffee, which you don't drink coffee, so I don't even know why I'm asking you this.
Well, that's my version of coffee.
What do you think it would be?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, why can't I have both?
Because you don't have the testicular fortitude to do one.
Because I put both of them in my...
So you definitely ain't doing both.
They both go in my White Russian.
You love coming here and puff your chest out about your drinking abilities that I've yet to see. Some of us go hard in the paint at Atlanta Motor Speedway. Some of us don't.
Well, some of us can walk back to from the track.
I'm not apologizing
some
for
of
that.
Some of us didn't have a... You know what? You want to go there?
Yeah, of us, I'm not apologizing.
Some of us remember how many cheeseburgers we had at Atlanta
Motor
Speedway.
I was here to party, okay? Some of us are counting other people's cheeseburgers, and some of us are drinking
enough
they don't
remember
how many cheeseburgers.
You know what happens? I went in, Squid Dad mode because I had to be like, well, if Mike's going there, I'm going to have to be the adult.
What do you mean? I was fine.
I had to make sure everything was taken care of. Speaking
of that,
last night, you know, my neighbor's daughter plays on Etowah's golf team. Etowah High School's golf team. And so he hit me up with a text and said, hey, so he goes, it's Etowah Girls Golf Night at Cancun's. And Ricky, who's the owner, is an awesome dude. He was one of the sponsors of the Brown Grass. And he does a lot for the community, right? And so he was like, hey, portion of the proceeds tonight go to Etowah Girls Golf Team.
That's awesome.
And it was wing night, too. So Amy and I were like, well, we'll go. We'll join you guys, you know.
Just order 1,000 margaritas. Make sure the Etowah Golf Team gets plenty of money.
I did have a couple. Well, here's the thing. I have the Etowah Sports card that you use.
Yeah.
And you get discounts
of course.
In places.
Yeah, a little discount card. We used to sell those in high school, too. The little gold card.
Yeah. Is it bad that I didn't think about this, so I'd already done it, that on Etowah's... The night where a portion of the proceeds go to Etowah Girls Golf, that I used it to get a discount on my bill.
No, I mean,
I didn't even think about it to after.
I don't know. Because, maybe it is bad.
Because here's the deal. Like, because his daughter is sitting there across from us. We're having a conversation, and they bring back my bill, and I go, "Oh,
right."
And she looks down. She looks down, and I go, "I used my Etowah discount card and." And then I go, oh, wait, was that tonight like the one night I wasn't supposed to do it? And she's like, yeah, good job, thanks.
And here's the thing, man. I got to say, I do struggle with this. I have the Publix by my house. up in Sandy Springs, does a great job of like always having something they're donating to, some kind of calls. Hey, would you like to round up? Hey, would you like to donate a dollar? Hey, would you like to donate something? And I got to tell you, there are times where I will go to Publix like 4 days in a 5 day span. On like day four, I'm like, I'm not throwing five down on that. You know what I mean? Like I'm like, I just want to be like, can I not like have an account to where I'm like, you already hit $5 the last 3 days in a row.
Well,
I'm not going to go there.
Is this
it sounds really mean. It's just sometimes I'm like, all right, man, like I'm taxed out.
I think there was a TV show that did this at the grocery store.
Super couponing or
something? I think it was I swear it was Curb Your Enthusiasm, but it might not have been. It might have been another show, but like
I can see that.
But yeah. being shamed at the grocery store,
yes,
for not rounding up every time.
Yeah. And I'll always round up. Let me just throw that one out there. But it's like, hey, we have three levels. You can do $3 and you can write your name on the sign, and you can do $5 and you have your own coupon, and if you do $7, you get a sticker with it. You know what I mean? Like that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Where I'm like, the first time I'm like, yeah, I'll throw down $7. Let me get that sticker. You know, I'll give that to the kid. And then the next day you're like, I'll do $3. And then day three, you're like, my name's already up there. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not going there right now. So
it's just one of those things where I feel it's like an extra tax almost.
Yeah.
And I don't mind doing it, but I don't do it constantly. It's almost like a lot of people have a problem with tipping to-go food. Like,
well,
tipping on that.
We've talked about this before. If I'm standing up ordering, I'm probably not tipping. And then that look, that's an apology to everybody, man. Apology to everybody out there. If you work at Subway, shout out. Like, love you, man. Love, going to a Jimmy John's or a Jersey Mike's. But if I'm standing up ordering, I'm in what they call a fast casual restaurant, probably not dropping you too much money. Maybe a dollar if I'm feeling generous.
Do you do it at Chipotle?
No. I don't. Well, yeah. And let me just throw this caveat. I probably haven't been to Chipotle in a year.
What?
Yeah, probably haven't. Wow. There's not one near my house. I don't know. I haven't made the trip over. There's one in East Cobb that I go to sometimes, but it's been a while.
They put one near us, and I thought we were going to go to it literally every, like, I was like, we're going to be there once a week.
All the time.
Dude, we have been there maybe, I've probably eaten there, if we've eaten there 10 times in the last 2.5 years, I would be shocked.
Yeah, and that's kind of where I'm at. Maybe everybody's kind of like that with Chipotle. Dylan, do you eat Chipotle?
No, some people eat it religiously.
I do eat it. I probably eat it a little bit more frequent than y'all do, but not much.
Would you say you've fallen off, though?
I've definitely fallen off.
Yeah, well, why is that? I don't know.
Well, for the record, when
it's like they finally came out with queso, or guac, and everybody's like, nah, I'm good.
For the record, when I lived in Buckhead, it was right there. There's one right there across from Twin Peaks, yeah, and that LA Fitness is right there.
Yes, I know exactly.
So I used to go.
You should work out
at
the LA Fitness.
Oh my God, I love Chipotle. Chipotle is my life.
I used to work out at that LA Fitness too.
Yeah.
I would go there. I saw Joe Holly there one time.
Yeah.
After he retired, like after he played, when he was playing for the Bucks.
Yeah.
Maybe right before he retired, right after. But anyways, I would go there, the Disco Kroger, and then I would get food from Chipotle on the way home.
Yeah.
So I'd go there like once or twice a week. But anyways, I don't know. I just thought about that because I was like, man, does that make me bad? But no, I went and donated, and I just, got my discount. I paid $20 for that
look,
card.
Man, they got some money off of you. I think you're good. Don't live with that burden on your shoulders. You went and supported. You obviously supported by buying the gold card to begin with. Or coupon book, or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, I don't know. It's
so I wouldn't feel too much guilt. You're supporting the Etowah. Did you say women's golf team or just golf team?
Either way. Yeah, women's golf, girls golf. Yeah. I think they say. I think they're so called girls at this point.
Yeah,
when they're in high school.
What is the Etowah? The Eagles.
Yeah,
Etowah Eagles. Yeah, the Lady Eagles. There you go.
I don't know. I don't know. It's not anything disrespectful or anything. All right, dude. Let's hammer a front page out. Front page is brought to you by Padley. Sell your home for cash fast. PadleyBuys.com. That's PadleyBuys.com. All right, tonight is 92-9, the game night, Michael. We will be down at the Atlanta Hawks. Dylan is going to be in a T-shirt throwing contest, which now, Dylan, if you come in last place, you're just... You should honestly Just don't show up tomorrow.
I won't,
If you don't at least come in second place behind Abe, don't show up tomorrow.
How are we going to gauge this? Like, I feel like y'all should all have the same starting point.
Well, apparently one of them's on he's questionable.
He's on the
injury.
IR.
Yeah, he's on the injury. I listen to Dukes and Bell when I'm in the gym. That's, you know, I get on the Odyssey app.
Really? The excuses already came out?
Yeah, apparently there's apparently 3 or 4 stitches is almost too many to throw a t-shirt.
Can I tell y'all just a quick funny story about this?
What was the injury for the stitches?
You have to go back and listen on the Odyssey app to Dukes and Bell, but apparently it's gluten was involved or something. I don't know.
Wow.
It's too much for me.
Quick funny story about this. So Chris obviously put out a poll when he was talking about, you know, he basically put out a poll asking the question of who's going to have the farthest throw. And I just thought it was funny that he put out a poll, and it was his poll with his followers, and he ended up coming up the shortest in the poll.
Well, I guess that tells you how the poll. Oh, he did.
Yeah, he came in last in the poll. Well, I came in first. Abe came in second. He
his
came
own
in third.
Followers are sleeping on him.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
First off, with all due respect to you, I don't know if you have the best arm or not.
I do.
I would tell you, Amy. Amy and I were talking about 99 the game night last night, and she was like, I said, yeah, apparently there's a contest going on in the t-shirt, though, because we were on the way to Cancun, also listening to Dukes and Bell on the way up there, because it was about 6 o'clock. And she goes, well, who do you think would win? And I said, well, to be honest, Abe is the sneakiest athlete at the station.
Yeah, that is a fact.
He walks in, and you go, he's like the dude that walks in the bowling alley, and you're like, I got this dude, and he bowls a 300.
Yeah.
And you're like, isn't that the perfect score, 300?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
And I was like, she goes, what about Dylan? I go, Dylan is in great shape. He plays hoops.
He's
young.
Joints.
He's an athletic kid. And so I was like, it's really between them, but I just can't. Don't take offense, but I can't go against Abe.
I completely understand.
Mainly because I know Abe is out there watching like YouTube videos of the perfect t-shirt throw technique that some mascot is filmed.
I'm on your squad, bro.
Hey, like, appreciate that.
I'm on Team Dylon. He's got that long like Ichabod body kind of Chris Sale thing going on.
Don't get me wrong.
You know what I'm saying? Rubber band body.
My heart is with Dylan.
Yes.
My money is with Abe.
I feel like Dylan's going to go out on the floor and start doing that Dak Prescott warm up with the hips.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? He's gonna start getting
twitchy.
The hips, twitchy, and then all of a sudden, them hips just bah.
In between the t-shirt throwing contest that has broken out at the game, there will be a basketball game between the Hawks and the Pacers. Look, the Hawks need this game, but the Pacers are one of the better teams in the Eastern Conference.
Dylan, you had to help me out. I don't remember there ever being home back-to-backs against the same team separated by one day.
I don't remember this either. Like, I know that Adam Silver has, you know, recently done this where, you know, teams are going to play each other on that back-to-back, but
less
a lot of times
travel.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm here for it. I just don't remember it ever happening.
Yeah, I just don't remember being like a boat where the same team is at home both times. Usually, one team is home the first matchup and the second matchup, they switch obviously courts and switch home courts, but I like you said, I just can't remember a recent instance where the same team has been home twice.
To double down on that, I don't remember a time when the Hawks had 6 straight home games, which they do. This is game 2 of the 6. They will play the Pacers again on the 8th, but you want to come tonight, tonight game night, and represent Squid Nation.
Are we doing the swag surf, me and you?
No.
Oh, thank goodness.
We are not.
Really watch my street cred.
We are not listed on to do it, but we're going to be at like the DJ booth or something at some point, you and I.
That might be even worse.
I think I might have a special move.
All you gotta do is do a little fist pump.
I might have a reveal.
I know, but like, what do you think I'll,
you should.
You gonna do like a Hollywood Hogan t-shirt tear off? What do you mean you have a reveal?
I don't know. Come see.
Oh, God.
Come
Please
see.
Don't wear a Squid Nation shirt. Please don't do that.
Just, you know what?
Come I'll file see. A complaint.
Are you gonna turn heel, Bo?
Yeah.
You can't.
Gonna go John Cena.
Hold on. I can't. You can't. A heel can't turn heel. I mean, I think I'm pretty much probably
like
already a heel.
I'm already a
What am I gonna do? Like, be even like more of a jerk? I mean, no.
Yeah.
I mean, most people think I'm a cocky, arrogant jerk anyway. So what am I going to do? Become more of one? No, I don't think that's possible.
Yeah.
I'll save the hill turn for you, Dylon.
Yeah. All right. We got to go to break, man. We come back. We're going to continue kind of talking about the Falcons in free agency coming up next week, man. So it's coming up quick. We'll talk about the corners that we might want to see in Atlanta. Also, heartbreaking moment in the Johnson household yesterday. Tell you what it is and why Squid might want to keep his head on a swivel. That's coming up next. Morning Shift, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Mikey P. Squid Billy hanging out with you. Bo Cephas over there, just chopping it up during the break. Having a lot of fun here on this Thursday morning. Hopefully you guys are doing the same out there. Headed, shouldn't have traffic yet, right? 6:23. But nonetheless, man, hope you're having a good morning. It is 92.9 The Game night at the Hawks, like we just talked about last segment, so make sure you're getting your tickets to that. Come hang out with us tonight.
Hey,
not swag surfing, though, so that's good.
Yeah, but we're going to be at DJ booth.
Yeah, which, look, that presents its own sets of challenges. Odds are probably won't know the jam that the DJ's playing, but look, I can head Bob with the best of them.
Maybe we can make a request. Maybe we can get like some little John Eastside boys or something. Yeah.
Who was it that had the song where he was like, I'm in the club posted up, got my arms folded, twisted my body from side to side. Like, that's me. You know what I mean? Like, I was just that guy. I was like,
I don't know. I mean, the way you described it, it just.
Well, I'm not going to sit here and rap on air. What do you want me to do?
I would have liked a little bit more of an effort
twisted
as far
my
as like
body from side to side.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
It still doesn't ring a bell, but that was a better effort.
Before your time. Like, it's probably when I was a freshman in college, mid 2000s. Yeah, we're good.
I think we should have
a little fist pump going too.
Well, that's what I'm going with tonight.
That's like a pit bull thing.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, dude. No, that's a Jersey Shore thing.
No, but like in pit, like if you've ever been to a Pitbull concert, which, ding, I have, the fist pumping.
I'm still upset with Pitbull, man. He left Trackhouse Racing day before the Daytona 500.
I don't think he's leaving the NASCAR world. Hey, I got a real quick question for you. I know we got to get some stuff, but when you got, Charlie was around, your dog.
Yes.
Was around when both your kids were born.
Yeah.
At any point did you or Lindsay have something either you brought home or sent to you that Charlie might have thought was his?
Yes. Oh, yeah. So, all the time. There's a whole like set of caveats to this entire introduction and allowing him to understand. But yes, there he chewed up multiple baby toys along the way where he had to learn like which is his and which, and they're like the same thing.
So.
Right? It's hard to tell.
Well, yeah. Remember when I told you the other day that Amy got the big Tigger treatment and they did a baby shower for her at her work?
Sure.
Yeah. Well, she came home with like a Minnie Mouse like little thing, and it's like a Minnie Mouse head, like a little animal, like a stuffed animal thing or but like it's got like a, it's like a handkerchief beneath it or something. I don't know. It's like a
we call them loveys in our house.
Okay.
Yeah, I think every kid has one.
So. When she pulled it, she was showing it to me, and the dog freaked out. And I said, you got to be careful because Sprinkles is going to think that's for her. I
Terminator
could see the look
Sprinkles.
In her eye. And Amy goes, yeah, you're right. And so I think Amy put everything in the room, and she was going through it.
Yeah.
And then she walked out to go
that's
do
not good.
To come. And she was just walking out for a second to come back.
Yeah.
She goes, yeah, Lola grabbed it. I mean, excuse me, Sprinkles. I want to give her a real identity out there.
Yeah.
Sprinkles grabbed it. And came and brought it to Amy, was like, throw it.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah. I told you.
You know what's crazy? Like, my kids both received one of those, like, during baby showers.
Yeah.
And literally both of them still take those things to school every single day with them.
Really?
Yeah. Like, put them in their cubbies for the day and want them for the ride home. My son's kind of over it. He's 4. But my daughter, who's not 3 yet, she still takes her lovey to daycare every single day.
Yeah. Your son's probably, like, trying to give it away to one of his girlfriends.
Well, my daughter's the one in the worst way with that. Speaking of my daughter, I was going to tell you the story. Yesterday, my daughter was being a little bit of a handful. I had to put her in timeout. Dad's not supposed to put daughter in timeout. I'm not built for that life, man. But I had to. My wife's cup was full. She was like, I'm over it, man. Like, you're going to have to handle a little bit more parenting. And parenting's not 50-50. Sometimes it's 80% my direction. Sometimes it's 80% hers. I had to have the 80% last night. So I'm stepping up to the plate. And my daughter would not listen to a thing I was saying. I was like, hey, you're going to timeout. She was like, no, daddy, no. And I put her in timeout. And I'm gonna be honest. It was one of the hardest things I've ever done. One of the hardest things I've ever done. My son, I'm like, get your little butt in timeout. And then I'll just leave him sitting there and let him marinate for 15 minutes. My daughter, like I was like peeking around the corner every 30 seconds going, are you okay?
We had this conversation last night.
It's tough, dude.
Do you think it would be different if you didn't have a son? So do you think if you didn't have Ridge, you would be tougher on your daughter?
Probably so.
Yeah. That's what
I don't, yeah.
I came to that conclusion
last
night. Because we were talking about difference in daughters and sons
last night
at dinner, and that was one of the things that kind of came up. Me and Amy were talking about on the way home, like, would we be different? And I was like,
Yeah. All right, so let's break into some of this.
That's 3-6 Mafia, by the way. Thank you to Eric Rogers.
Yeah, there you go. See, that's what I'm talking about. Like, you know, that's not Dylon's portfolio.
Not my
music,
time. Yeah.
But, you know what I'm saying? If I get some of that turned on at the Hawks game tonight, I might be in my, you know what I mean?
Now, knowing it's 3-6, I probably know the song if it came on. Because
exactly.
I used to listen.
Again, I'm not going to jam it out here on 92.9. If I need to go downstairs to V103 and belt it out, like, let me know. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, let me know. I can go down there and do whatever I need to.
I don't think you singing down
Tigger,
there.
Tigger, let me know.
Anything.
You know what I mean? If Tigger needs me to get in there and chop it up, I can do that.
He laid down a verse.
Look, let's talk about some of these Atlanta Falcons free agency. Free agency does begin next week. You were telling me last night when the legal tampering period starts.
Yeah, it's at midnight on Sunday, so it's Monday.
There you go. So midnight on Sunday. So, you know, tampering probably starts right now. Let's just be honest.
Why do I do that? I've done it like 6 times. I go, it's midnight Sunday, which means it's Monday.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Same difference. Yeah. It's all
can't
good.
Help
same, thing. Same thing. We're looking at today some of the cornerbacks that will be out there. Charvarius Ward is number one on the list of David DeChant from The Athletic put together. Charvarius Ward, I think, is going to be – and really, you could probably make this argument on down. I'd have to look at some of the projected numbers for a lot of these guys, but it seems like most of these guys, because of the position, because of the ages, it's a stronger market, I think, for – you know, for corners than it is for probably the edge rushers that we talked about yesterday. I think the youth is there. Travarius Ward's what? He's been around at least a little bit. He's probably looking at north of $50 million if I had to guess. And you're also looking at DJ Reed, who a lot of people have as the number one free agent. He's listed as second on David DeChant's list. You're probably looking at north of $50 million for him. Now, the terms might be different, and the average annual value might be different in terms of bonuses. But I don't know, like, do you think we can actually afford to pay a corner $50 million?
Well, Reed is projected at 4 years, $58.6 million.
I think
you're already paying a guy. That's the problem for me. And look, I'm not – I love who we have in A.J. Terrell. And I think A.J. Terrell is absolutely a shutdown corner. The problem is – I just don't know if you, to your point, so you're going to have that much money. And I mean, because AJ's cap hit this year is $19 million. And, you know, I'd have to look and see. I want to see his annual that. So AJ's deal was for 42. No, that's his career. Excuse me. He was a 4-year, $81 million deal. That's what AJ got. And he got 42 guaranteed at signing. I don't think you can. I think DJ Reed is probably the best corner, and I think it would be great to say, let's go get him because he knows the system. I mean, Ulbrich knows him.
Right.
You know, that's like a perfect marriage. I just don't think you can afford to do that. And I think, to me, if I'm going to pay someone, I would rather go spend the money on a guy who's done it in the NFL at as an edge rusher and then draft the corner.
Yeah. Well, and look, here's the bottom line about the entire deal. You got to sign somebody at corner, right? Like, we're dealing with a loss of Mike Hughes possibly. Now, look, I'd love to have Mike Hughes back. I have no clue what Mike Hughes is going to command on the open market. Like, I've seen projections all the way from $4 million a year to $13 million a year for Mike Hughes. Like, I don't know what he's going to get out there. I would love to have the guy back in the fold. I think, you know, last year at the beginning of the year, at least the first half of the season before he got dinged up, we're talking about a guy who was an extremely sure tackler. Remember how we got so frustrated with him playing off the ball, but understood the fact that he was going to step up and make one-on-one tackles repeatedly, tackle after tackle after tackle, and you were going to, you know, stop those guys for 4 and 5 yard gains. Now, it stunk in the overall grand scheme, and you made changes later in the season after the bye week to hug up a little bit more, which I don't know that it played to Mike Hughes' advantage. But again, you mentioned A.J. Terrell's contract. We have a lot of other holes just in the secondary that we have to address. So there's going to have to be money spent somewhere.
He signed a 2-year, $7 million deal when he came here. He was projected to be getting about $13 million a year AAV in the middle of the season. He dropped off when he had a little bit of injury, and to your point, when they kind of changed a little bit. To me, Mike Hughes has played his best football as an Atlanta Falcon in the slot. And so
I agree.
In the perfect world, I find another guy, and I have him playing the slot. Akello Witherspoon is a guy, or Witherspoon, I think, is a guy that he played for the Rams last two seasons. He knows Ross's system. I think maybe you go get a guy like that.
Did he sign a 1-year deal last year? I remember that he was frigid for a little bit.
I thought he did. I'd have to double check. But, you know, you look at some of these guys, what are these guys getting? Because, I mean, I don't think Paulison Adebo is the sixth best corner.
Yeah, I mean, there's going to be questions. And just to round out this list for everybody, listen, Travarius Ward, DJ Reed, Carlton Davis, who's all – and that's the thing is I got all the way down to Byron Murphy, and I was like, dude, we're not going to be in on any of these guys.
But Byron,
like, that's what's frustrating about it. We've got our A.J. Terrell. You look at Byron Murphy.
Byron Murphy's had one good year.
And that's the thing. But that's exactly my point when we started the conversation. This is a way different conversation than the edge rushers we talked about yesterday. You're talking about guys on two-year deals that are going to make a lot of money, but it's going to be front-loaded on a two-year deal. These feel like five-year contracts.
The thing I would say is whoever you're going to sign needs to know how to play your system and should be a little bit of a ball hawk in some ways, and that ups the price. But the fact of the matter is, they barely threw at AJ last year for a reason.
Yeah.
So whoever your other corner is going to get targeted. So that maybe is that. So if you can get an edge rusher in free agency, do you go fill that position in the draft with a Jahdae Barron or a Will Johnson? I think that's why those guys have value there at 15 for this team.
Yeah. All right. So we got to go to break. When we come back, speaking of edge rushers and free agents and everything else, one of the premier edge rushers from the last 10 years was let go yesterday by his squad, Joey Bosa. We'll tell you why or why not he might join the Atlanta Falcons this upcoming season. Stick with us here. It's the Morning Shift, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. There it is. Yeah, it's exactly what I was talking about. If you want to see me and Squidbilly in the DJ booth tonight at 92.9 The Game night at the Hawks game. This is exact dance move I'll be rocking with, man. There is a and Dylan, I'll be curious to know your thoughts on this. There is a height restriction on dancing, straight up.
Absolutely.
Like, if you are north of, let's call it 6'1", stop.
Yeah, you're a little too lanky
just
at that point.
Stop, bro.
A little too lanky.
There's no way to look real smooth dancing if you're north of 6'1". There's no way.
Nope.
You just got to hit the pause button. And two, it took me a while to realize that. You know what I mean? Younger me was like, I'm in this thing. You know what I mean? We were talking yesterday about some of the clubs, bars, everything else. I'm like, dude, it doesn't matter. And look, there's been times where I definitely don't care. But there's definitely a height restriction on, you know, thinking you're smooth with it.
Like,
you're just
even
not.
Even if you have rhythm and you're a tall person, like, it doesn't matter. Even if you could dance, like, it just doesn't look good.
No, yeah.
Like, it
you
just
look like Gumby.
Exactly. Like, you know, even if you got some solid moves and you got rhythm, when you try to execute it, it never works.
Yeah,
man,
it never works
out. Y'all sound like some haters, man. Let them dance.
We're trying to help them.
You don't live this life, man. Yeah. I'm just telling you, there's just restrictions on certain things.
You just can't do it,
bro. There's just restrictions on certain things. There's certain clothes that I'm just not going to rock with. They don't look good on me. You know what I mean? So, it is what it is. Look. Very comfortable with that. I'm not going to go in there and just think I'm going to break it down in front of the Hawks crowd tonight at 92.9 The Game night. But if you want to, hey, let it fly. Feel free. But I will be, folding my arms up and twisting from side to side. Dylan, this morning, you didn't get a chance to catch this because you were doing the hometown take. There is a member of the show that just likes to kind of sneakily talk trash. Right? And that happened to me this morning.
Oh.
Right? So we walk in. I was sitting at the table.
What?
Bo walks in. And I'm like, hey, man, I want to watch this this piece from last night.
I did.
There was something. There was a report on NFL Network, and I wanted to see what somebody was thinking of it. And so he's like, yeah. We'll get to that in just a second. There's something else I want to watch first. And it was he pulls it up on YouTube, and it's the highlights of Bama versus Florida, which I know that we both watched last night. I don't need the highlights to know that Bama caught all the smoke in Tuscaloosa, right?
I don't know,
as the seventh overall ranked team in the AP, and I know that Florida's playing really well. And it was the fifth overall team coming into town in Tuscaloosa last night. They get the big dub over Alabama. They win by 5 points.
He had to make sure you knew. He had to make sure he knew and
rub it in a little bit. Let's watch that. Let's watch those highlights. It was like, oh, something.
Yeah,
I
watch sneak
first.
It in there.
Yeah, the way it went was is that he's like, he goes, yeah, let's go to that. He did what he said the first part, and I said what I said was is, I want to watch highlights real quick.
Yeah.
And I went to that game and I posted it. And I was waiting. You know what the best part was? Is now I know.
Yeah, yeah. Because I didn't say anything. I wasn't going to give you.
He didn't give me. I didn't give him anything.
I just looked up like that
first.
You see me right here? I'm looking up over the microphone.
I put on my Florida football hoodie, which I know it's football, but it's Florida hoodie. And he didn't say a word. And then I walked in and I was like, all right. I'm going to get you. I'm going to get you. Because I wanted him to say something. I wanted to say something then. He didn't say anything. So then he didn't say anything. I was like, all right, I'm going to get you. And so then I turned on the highlights and he still didn't say anything. And he plays it. He played it off pretty cool.
Yeah, I did.
But guess what?
You got him.
I won.
Yeah.
It was an alley-oop fest last night in Tuscaloosa.
Yeah, it was. It was an alley-oop fest. Honestly, it was hard to watch. Condon obviously finished with a triple-double for Florida last night. And I'm going to guess that, I don't know, something like 97% of his points last night came off alley-oops. It felt like he hit his head on the backboard multiple times.
He dropped 27 and 10. Dylan, how much college basketball have you watched?
Yeah. I've kept up with Georgia heavy pitch.
Not much.
Besides Georgia, I haven't caught a whole lot of national college football. I've caught a Duke game here and there, but not a lot of national.
I've watched more than I've watched in a long time, but I've definitely watched a lot of Florida. Florida is built like a national, like one of those late 90s Kentucky teams, like national championship teams where they're built like the Billy Donovan teams after the back to backs.
Yeah.
Because that team, the back to back had
they were loaded.
A plethora of NBA players.
And I actually watched them in Tuscaloosa multiple times when they'd come to town. I'd always go watch Florida play Alabama.
This team is built like the 14 Final Four team where I don't know how many of them are legitimate NBA prospects, like, you know, guys that you're going to see in the league for 10 to 12 years.
Yeah, there's no Cooper Flagg on the squad.
But there's some really, really good college players. I think Alabama's a little bit like that this year. Auburn has a guy or two that's legit going to be playing in the NBA. But college basketball feels a little bit more, I'll say this, where college football has been hurt by the NIL, I think college basketball has been helped.
I agree.
Because I think players are going to stay longer because of the NIL, and that makes the college game better because nothing is better than watching a team stay together for a couple years in college basketball. And then boom, they're a really good squad.
No, and I think it's a straight up numbers game, right? When you look at college, when you look at the NBA, like you got your two rounds. Really, let's just call it you got one round if you're going to make it to the league. So and there used to be like this feeling in college basketball among college basketball players. It's like, you know, if you're not going to the NBA, it's like, I know I really want to extend this time. I got my degree, this, that, and the other. There's, you know, freaking 300 D1 teams or whatever it is. Now it's like, yeah, dude, I'm making 250K. I might as well go ahead and come back. I might as well get that third graduate degree, way it seems like a lot of players are nowadays, man. So I'm with you. I think it's absolutely helped the game. It's made it a lot of fun. It was a good matchup. It was toe-to-toe for a long time last night. So, but hats off to Florida, man, because they're a really, really good squad and going to make a lot of noise, especially if they're able to capture that one seed here in a little bit.
The fact that Georgia is going to is tracking to be in the NCAA tournament in what is the toughest college basketball conference because of the 16-team conference now that we've ever seen.
Yeah,
I think is a testament to, and I know I've been critical of Mike White, but I think it's a testament of what he's built there because Georgia is not a Mike White is a good coach. Not great. He's a good coach, but he knows how to build a good program. Not a great one, but a good one. Georgia's never been a good college basketball program consistently.
Yeah.
I think he could have them as a tournament team for quite a while. Like one day, and if the NIL does help basketball, like I think it is, that means you can maybe build a team that could stay together for a couple years that could make a deep play. You know, maybe one every four to five years, you're making a deep run in the tournament and even making Final Fours. So that it has the potential to be really good there for a while there for Georgia basketball, which is something they just haven't seen at Stegman.
Yeah, we are within a week of the SEC basketball tournament, I believe. And so what did help Alabama out last night was the fact that you lost, but Tennessee, who is behind you in the SEC standings, also lost. So that's going to be a fun SEC tournament to keep track of. And I'm sure we'll have everybody up to date next week on all the goings-on with that. All right, to some NFL news. Some information that, I don't know, could be important to Atlanta Falcons fans. Chargers release 5-time Pro Bowler Joey Bosa. Now, this guy, Joey Bosa, is older than most people realize. This guy's been around. He was the longest tenured member of the Chargers. He obviously, his number completely inflated this year. I think his number was 36. They're going to save 25 and still take an $11 million cap hit next year, but they choose to move on. Elite of the elite of the elite in the first 5 years of his career, let's call it that. Completely banged up to the point where I want to say in the last 3 years he's tallied total of 14, something along those lines. So completely kind of fallen off because he has been dinged up. You remember when we played the Chargers last year, that was a lot of the conversation on a little bit of a pitch count. They wanted to make sure that he was staying healthy for the stretch run. They used him in very particular pass rushing situations, and that's how they moved forward. So
5, 9, 14. Those are his last three seasons. Those aren't his sacks.
That's the
those are the games played.
Yeah,
he hasn't played a full season since 2019. Because remember, in 2021, that was the first year of 17 games.
Yeah.
He is his sack total since 2000. The last three seasons is 2.5, 6.5, 5. This guy has 4 double-digit sack seasons in his career. The last one was 2021, which is the last time, it was the most games he played last time. Now, he battled a hip last season and played through a lot of it. I just got asked, should the Falcons be interested in him?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah, I'm looking at every pass rusher.
Yeah.
The
at
price
the right
tag,
number? Abso-freaking-lutely.
But the fact, what am I getting? How many games am I getting, and what is the price? Because I can't pay $20 million for no production.
Yeah,
and when I mean that. Also, what is his deal? What is he looking for? How much longer does he want to play? This guy is he'll turn 30. He's not as old as you think, but he is not as young as you think.
To your point, and I'll go ahead and answer that question because this is what it feels like. Do you remember when the Texans moved on from J.J. Watt? And he goes out, he signs a 2-year contract with Arizona. His first year with Arizona, he's hurt, he's dinged up. And then he finishes strong, plays out his contract for his second year. I think he played all 16 or 17, whatever it was at that point, played the entire season, and then he retired. That's what I see as the future for a guy like Joey Bosa. He doesn't feel to me like a guy that's going to play into his mid-30s. It feels to me like a guy that understands his health, understands probably what he's done to his body over the last few years, would love to play a couple more years, tally, you know, $30 million more dollars or whatever he's going to get out there in the open market, and then call it quits.
Well, in that case, I need to sign him to a 3-year deal for cap purposes, okay? Then he needs to be he's going to be on a pitch count. He's going to be a situational player. He's not even, to me, if that's, I don't know if I can play him like I did Calais, where Calais was a guy that Calais played a lot of snaps here, a lot more than people realize. That year he was here at, 38?
He played a good amount, yes.
And so Bosa would have to get the Veterans Day off. I just think you have to handle him a certain way. I'm not sure if that's a luxury this team has right now. You know, AK is going to give you 6 sacks. You don't know what Braylon Trice is going to do. You don't know where you're going to go in the draft. I'd love to have Bosa here, but I would rather have Khalil Mack here.
Yeah. Can I ask y'all this real quick?
Sure.
Do you think his injury history, because y'all were just touching on it, do you think it's going to affect his market value at all?
It should, but as thirsty as the NFL is for edge rushers, I don't know that it will.
Well, right. The question for that is, that's kind of a tough question because you have a couple of teams that have a lot of cap space that are that can win now. And like I think the Bears think that they're a few players away with Caleb Williams.
Sounds like it, the way that their news came out
yesterday. I don't think they are, but they think they are. The Commanders they have almost $60 million in cap space after they would sign their rookie players. That they could bring him in. The Vikings have a lot of cap space. The Bengals have a lot of, but they have to take care of Trey Henderson first. The Steelers and the Lions and the Packers are all in there, along with the Rams with cap space. So the Broncos as well. So there are teams, in other words, there are teams out there that have that, that could bring in a guy like that and be significantly better, and they're already good on defense.
Yeah, and two, you also have to look at the factor, and I think Dylon's question is a fair one. There also is the factor of, given his injury history, is he like how picky is he going to be? Like, is he just out looking for zeros? Is he looking to a situation where he can be just a designated pass rusher? Is he looking to a situation where he can go where win a ring? Right? Is he looking for a playoff run?
I think wants to bring. Come here.
Yeah.
And we got Michael Penix.
Yeah.
Man.
That wasn't the first thing I was going to say, but yeah. I mean, look. I would love to have him, but I think he is. I think he's got to be a DPR at this point. Right, if you're going to pay him, you have to make you. Like, I don't think he's a three down player because you're going to risk the injury.
But you're going to risk the injury. But what I would have to go look at the snap count percentage for last year. But is he the best? Would he be the best option against the run game? And a lot, like you know what I'm saying? Like
you're saying, if it's fourth and one, are we putting him in the game?
Exactly. Yeah. Is he a three down player at this point?
Yeah.
And it's not just health, as that's what's his strong suit. I'd love to sign him as a designated pass rush. Problem is, that's what we do. We go get guys that are at the they're a little long in the tooth, and we think they're going to be our savior, and they're not. And so, to me, going and getting a lot of that is more of a. I would rather take my chances on a younger player like a Malcolm Kuntz from the Raiders.
Well, and that's going to be a conversation moving forward, because when we come back from the break, we're going to continue our conversation about corners, and we've talked about the top 10 list. I don't know that the Falcons are in on any of the top five, but you got to have a corner somewhere. How does Mike Hughes fit into that conversation? We'll talk about that next, coming up on the Morning Shift, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.